The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Remember when McDonald's did the Happy Meals for adults and
yes.
they were crazy? Okay, they're bringing something else nostalgic back that I think we're all going to be equally or even more excited for. Automatic will tell us more in food news. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
So we've talked about this before, but this is a brand new study of over 5,000 individuals. According to this study done by UNC, people who were on Ozempic and Wegovy didn't want to drink alcohol, lost the craving. So it is believed that anyone suffering from alcohol can benefit from being on Ozempic. They
lose
the need.
Too, huh?
Well, I don't know about losing weight. This is a serious issue here in our country. A lot of people get addicted and they abuse alcohol and it harms your body. It's basically putting poison in there. So imagine being able to stop it. You don't want to drink it. You don't like the way it tastes. Also, it makes you feel bad when you're on this because your blood sugar levels are spiking. So then your brain naturally says, don't do that.
I've seen a couple studies about Ozempic or the weight loss drugs.
Wegovy, semaglutide.
And them having to do with addiction and that it kills a lot of addictions.
Yeah, it's better than the addiction killing us. So I think there's more positivity coming out about these drugs. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
The Shamrock Shake is about to be back.
Ooh.
At McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, right from Ozempic to that is crazy.
I know.
what are we doing?
Skip your shot that week.
It's not alcohol, though. So you know what? Let's get to it.
Let's go.
I love me the Shamrock Shake, boy.
Well, so does everybody else. It's been around since 1970.
Woo. You're kidding.
I didn't know that either. And they're bringing back its old mascot, Uncle O'Grimacy, who is the uncle of Grimace. And he's just basically a green Grimace.
Oh, a green Grimace. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Well, Grimace...
Well, he hasn't been around since 1975, but they're bringing him back
now.
Well,
that's why none of us here remember him. But first of all, Grimace is purple and he's a taste bud.
Well, he's green and he kind of looks like the Mucinex guy.
Well, is he a taste bud or is he something else? Why is he green?
He's his uncle, so I feel like they're probably from the same family.
There it is. Hey,
somewhere in the mouth. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today we'll kick it off with National Library Lovers Day.
I love the library. I was always a library assistant, whichever school I went to.
Library 8 in 8th grade.
Oh, Automatic, you had a love for reading in school, too.
Or detention.
And we also have National No One Eats Alone Day. This is encouraging you or your children if they see somebody at school or if you're at the workplace, someone eating alone you may not know, go up there and talk to them.
You know what our daughter still talks about, DJ Automatic? Ava Matic and myself and Automatic went to go to Golden Corral. Was it Thanksgiving dinner? I don't remember what it was. It was a big holiday. It might have been Christmas.
It was Christmas, yes.
And there was a little old man all by himself eating his Christmas dinner. Ava Matic wanted us to go sit with him. And I said, Mija, we might be disturbing him. Like, I don't know. She still brings that up to this day. Mom, we should have gone and eaten with that man.
Yeah. Didn't you ask him if he wanted us to sit with him?
No.
Oh,
no. You put that part in your brain because you feel guilty too. So do I. And then, of course, the big one.
Valentine's Day.
Let's go. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I love you so much for listening. Automatic, happy Valentine's Day to you. You're my forever love.
I love you too. Yeah, if you're like me and you don't have somebody to tell I love you too, you can just put your feet together and be your own soulmate. Because you put your souls together.
That's a yoga joke.
Yeah, that's a yoga. It goes crazy in yoga class. That one hits in yoga.
All the Latinx folks are laughing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicole and Chris earlier on the show in a down of the DM, she called me because she's like, I think that Chris is talking to another woman. He's hiding his phone from me. He's messaging someone. I don't know who she is. And full disclosure, he did cheat early on in their relationship. But that was a long, long time ago. And this is how it all played out.
Tell me.
Seriously?
Why are you getting calls and texts from this woman?
What? I'm not getting calls and texts from a woman. This is Marshall's new assistant.
Oh.
Nicole, I'm trying to set up tax appointments. Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
So you've been sneaking around because you don't want my dad to do your taxes?
I'm not sneaking around. I'm not sneaking around at all. Look, I wanted somebody else to look at our... I want somebody else to look at our taxes this year, okay? I'm not... I don't want your dad to know my financial stuff. I don't think that's cool.
The hardest part about hearing that is you could tell she felt like, wait, I thought my dad was doing us a favor. And he's like, I don't want your dad knowing how much money I make, knowing what it is we do with our money.
Well, they're not even married yet. So that part is, I mean, I wouldn't want my father or soon to be maybe father-in-law all up in my business either.
That's not the point. Why can't you talk to her?
What
then?
Is the point then? Well,
so tell her that instead of calling a tax guy behind
her
back.
With it, instead of not being upfront about it.
That's a hard conversation to also, have.
Okay, so you're just going to fire the dad without telling her?
How many arguments did you and I have when your mom was doing our books?
And my mom was doing us a favor. She didn't charge us. This was during a time when we weren't making a lot of money. So we couldn't afford to pay a bookkeeper every month to keep things. And so she was doing us a favor, but it was hard because she didn't use like the current system. So we would have to do snail mail
lot.
At times. And it did. She would get mad too because she didn't get what she needed. And so maybe that's why.
That's why he doesn't want her dad up in his finances.
To also, me, I think it has to do with the amount of money he makes.
That could be a little bit too. And also, I wonder if it has to do with the fact that he cheated on her. Because you cheat on her and then you're going to have her dad do your taxes. I don't want to cheat on a person and have their daughter. Like, if I cheat on her daughter and then this guy knows all of my back end of my finances, now who knows what he could do? That's
where are you sending those flowers?
There's a lot that could be happening. But
when
I also,
did you and Nicole spend money on that hotel? Did you take my daughter?
I feel as if Nicole's intentions were good, though.
I do too. You
really
heard that,
because
Anthony?
She was really kind of taken back. That's like, wait, I thought I was helping you out. You don't want to do this no more?
But the truth of the matter is, money just makes family. It can cause problems. And maybe that's what he's trying to avoid. Maybe as they move further along in life, he's like, look, I know that family and money sometimes don't mix. We've seen it happen.
I mean, so my mom's family, she has a big family. She has 10 brothers and sisters. So my mom married my dad and my grandparents cut her off because my dad was from the wrong side of town. And when my grandpa passed, my grandpa was a very successful man. But when he passed, he left everything he had to my mom.
Oh, wow. To distribute to the family.
Well, my grandma was still alive. Let me tell you what kind of debacle that caused. Yeah. Because everyone was freaking out thinking that my mom, who had been cut off, and we went from, you know, living their lap of luxury to living in a one bedroom and sleeping on lawn chairs, was going to be vindictive and was going to cut the entire family off. My phone at my parents' house had never rang more at that point. Her brothers and sisters being like, what are you going to do with that money? What's going to happen? You can't keep that for yourself. And she ended up giving all of it and the power of attorney back to my grandma so she could distribute it.
As a great Dana Cortez says, money makes people funny.
So honestly, maybe Chris's intentions were just to stop any problems before they even start.
Smart guy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Travis Scott recently sat down with Billboard magazine and he said he thinks his fans will be shocked when they find out the two female artists he wants to work with. I'll tell you who they are after Anthony A. gives us celebrity birthdays.
Comedian Justina Valentine and Karol G celebrating her birthday as well.
Hi, Karol G.
Salud, mommy.
All right, so Travis Scott, talking to Billboard magazine, they ask, who do you want to work with? And he said, I think my fans will be shocked to find out. Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter. He would like them to do hooks. I'd be shocked if they would. Because doing a hook?
No.
You better just put them on a song. Do a duet.
It doesn't sound crazy to me at all. I mean, Kendrick Lamar is one, besides Not Like Us, I would say Bad Blood is his second biggest song.
Oh,
and that's
for
Taylor Swift on the hook. So he already saw the formula. He knows it works.
So you don't think Taylor Swift is above doing a hook? Obviously not. She did it for Kendrick Lamar.
But she also is a big fan of Kendrick. I don't know that she's a big fan of Travis.
She's above a Travis Scott feature, though. I see Sabrina Carpenter being down with it, but I don't think Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
But Sabrina Carpenter and Travis Scott, that sounds fun. Like an espresso remix,
just creating a new song, doing like a duet. You can't go wrong with duets, especially when it's the Odd Couple. Let's go way back to when Tim McGraw and Nelly did a duet over and over. Remember this one? Because it's all in my head, I think about it over and over again. Who would have thought those two were going to make a classic track like that? You never know what you're going to get from two people you don't expect.
Not at all. My favorite was Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X.
Oh,
I thought
that was this one.
I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Now that right there created one of the most listened to songs ever in the history of music. Do you have a favorite Odd Couple, that came together and made a great song? Remind us right now.
Like Taylor and Kendrick did.
Yeah, 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
one of our favorites. Halsey is going on tour. We've all met her. What is she really like behind the scenes? I'll tell you, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Comedian Justina Valentine celebrating her birthday, and Carol G. celebrating birthday as well.
All right.
Salud, mommy.
Halsey has announced she's going on tour. And I am so excited about it. It's called For My Last Trick. Here's a little excerpt from the video. Let me explain. Let me break it down to you. She's planning her own funeral. Okay. Because according to the critics, she's, you know, she's done. Dead. She's dead, you know, whatever. And so she's checking the guest list, her suit. There's all kinds of activities going on. I thought this was a really funny part.
Can you sign up on this guest list? We only have room for 2 out of 3 of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, Joe cannot come, honey.
Reading my mind.
Joe Jonas, not invited to Halsey's funeral. Okay, well, I think I just said it. It's For My Last Trick Tour is what it's called. Here's how the video ends.
Oh, my God. It's perfect. It's exactly how I pictured it. Hello? What do you mean it's not happening? What am I going to do with all this stuff? Oh, God.
Hilarious. So you see her in there, and she's canceling her funeral and kicking off her tour. Halsey is a sweetheart.
She's nothing like the video depicts her.
And that, I think that's why she did it, right? It's definitely a little tongue-in-cheek.
Maybe she thought she's been too nice.
No, I don't think so. I think she's putting her niceness in people's face. She's going to be a nice person. There's no way that she could fake it. When we met her, we were hanging out, and this was a long time ago. She was with G-Eazy. But we brought our daughter, Ava Maddox, to the interview. Couldn't find a babysitter. Halsey babysat Ava Maddox. Super sweet to her. And I forgot my bag in there, and I was leaving. I was like, oh my gosh, I told one of the security guards, and Halsey brought it back. She did not have to do that. Halsey's a giant superstar.
She went and
superstar.
Got us all water. Well,
do you remember
that,
Anthony?
I mean, she was going. She went above and beyond any personal assistant has ever gone, and she was not G-Eazy's personal assistant. She was his girlfriend.
I know.
The cool thing is that through all the trials that she's been through, she's been able to maintain that kindness because she kind of got dogged out in that relationship.
Yeah. She did. And people were hateful.
She still seems like a nice, very, very nice person. Plus, she also made Closer.
I know.
Boy, if y'all see me at a Halsey concert belching that out, let me live.
I got chills when you said it.
A few bangers.
Closer without me? What? And Eastside? Oh my God. I can't wait for this concert.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this first story. So it's this college town in Mississippi, and they temporarily closed the street down because a semi-truck flipped. And all of the cases of beer inside of it were thrown from the truck. Minutes later, though, they didn't need help cleaning the beer up because, well, students from the University of Mississippi took care of that. How did these kids find out what happened? Or these young adults? Let me say that right, because you got to be 21 or up to drink beer. The authorities put it up on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the truck had flipped over, there was beer all over the road, and that they were shutting the highway down.
They basically put out the bat signal.
Yeah, that looks like you're seeking community help. And at that point, me and the homies got to do what me and the homies got to do.
Thanks. Oxford Police Department say they might press charges against these college people because they shouldn't have been taking the beer.
Whoever wrote the Twitter post needs to go to jail.
Is that the person who needs to go to jail?
Okay, that's the only person I think needs to go to jail. You can't not. I'm with the people here.
They were doing a public service, picking the beer up before it turned skunky. Yeah.
All right, and let's go over to a wedding that went on without the groom. Oh. All right, 31-year-old Lindsay Slater was supposed to get married to her groom-to-be, found out that after 12 years, he was being unfaithful. So she, instead of deciding to cancel the wedding, went ahead with what she is calling a celebration of freedom. They had the wedding reception and the party, and still ran up the bill for $46,000.
Wait a minute. Did he have to pay for part of that?
No, it was already paid for, and then he cheated.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I would want my money back. And I know you're not going to get everything refunded, but $46,000, at least if I could get half back?
Yeah.
A celebration of me being broke?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not a celebration of being broke. It's a celebration of getting your freedom back and seeking the truth. That
you
were
already free.
If you're in a 12-year relationship and you're about to get married, you need that party.
That's right.
You need that party to, like, bring your confidence back.
And I'm just really surprised that Dana, the woman of 3 marriages, would not continue on with the wedding. Are you serious, Dan? I'm pretty sure you would, dude.
Nothing stopped you before.
I swear I was going to say that, and I thought, nah, but thank you very much, Anthony A.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.